you.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live now to the second segment. It is the sixth day of March 2008. I am extremely honored to be joined by one of my idols, someone I admire as a real journalist and a true patriot who's been defending the sovereignty of this nation, defending the jobs of every working American, and who stood up in an incredible way to globalism and the corruption of the out-of-control federal government. He, of course, was born in Texas, very proud that he hails from my state, and he joins us. His new book is bound to be a bestseller like all his others. He's the best-selling author of The War on the Middle Class, and the new book is independent today. He is Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thank you for the kind words.
You're a busy man. I hear you're going to start a syndicated radio show on top of your CBS TV show and your number one CNN show.
As a matter of fact, we started Monday, and we're off and running a soft launch on a syndicated radio show, and I'm having a ball with it. You didn't tell me how much fun this was.
It is, because you have the free form, and you're not, you know, kept down to little five-minute segments. We've only got
exactly.
You for this segment, so I want to move quickly and go through a lot of points. Tell us about your new book.
Well, Independence Day is a cry for people to start thinking and acting independently. To push back against these partisan political parties, the Republican Party and Democratic Party alike, who've really brought us to the mess that we're in and now are fielding three candidates that say they're the solution. It is a remarkable approach to create the problems, sustain and perpetuate the problems, and continue to run as those who will solve those problems. And as a result, we get more of the same every 4 years in this country.
Well, we certainly do. I'd like you to be as candid as possible. You always do that, but I mean, to really give us the bottom line, both parties bought and paid for by the Fortune 100, who could care less about our sovereignty, who have already basically strip-mined this nation economically. What do you see coming out of this election with McCain and versus Hillary or Obama?
I truly believe, just as you said, Alex, that both parties are bought and paid for. By corporate America, by social ethnocentric interests, special interests, the first tenet of any democracy is that the rule of the majority prevails, and that the majority will rule in the democracy. We have a representative republic in which those tenets of democracy were to be preserved. That is, the majority would be first recognized and ruled. The majority in this country is simply ignored. By the elites of both our political system, academia, and corporate America. And this race will result in a perpetuation of partisan control and the control of corporate America. There will be no change, I will guarantee you, if one of the two candidates of these two political parties is elected president. There won't be a change in our fortunes at all.
You joined CNN when it was founded out of the gates as their financial news director. You have been studying this. You've run private successful companies yourself. We see Congress with, depending on the poll, between an 11 and 20% approval rating, the lowest it's ever been. Both parties are reviled. We've never seen this before. Looking forward, that the establishment is just giving us more of the same. Kennedy said those that make peaceful revolutions impossible make violent revolutions inevitable. Looking forward, do you see some type of either economic or even physical revolution or more and more clashes between the disappearing middle class and these elites?
I happen to be one of those, Alex, who believes very strongly that either we will take back our system of government, that is a populist representative republic, and that will that will function at through the consent of the governed, or we will see an absolute change of direction. I don't think it'll be a violent revolution, but I think there will be a crisis that will impend and demand action on the part of the people. We have, the American people right now are not being represented in Washington, D.C. The will of the majority is not being being followed. As a matter of fact, it's been derided, spit at by those that we are sending to Washington, D.C. to represent working men and women and middle-class families in this country. And that is the foundation of this country's very existence, the American dream. And it's being dashed by the nonsense that we're permitting in Washington and our own failure to demand both better of ourselves and our government.
I see that one of the biggest crises is not just the war in Iraq, now over $300 billion that you speak so much about, but also the plunging value of the dollar. Greenspan a week ago saying, telling the Arab countries to go ahead and dump the dollar, now accelerating that. We could see this crisis coming to a head very soon.
I believe that there is no question that a crisis in our financial system is already here. When we are looking at the dollar, the decline to all-time lows against the euro, falling against the yen, and dropping to 20-year lows against many of the major currencies in the world, that is a clear signal as to how much trouble this economy is in. Alex, as you know, we have $53 trillion in unfunded liabilities, with Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all of the entitlement programs. We have a $9 trillion national debt, a $6 trillion trade debt that's rising faster than our national debt. And we have idiots in Washington, D.C. and academia walking around suggesting that the economy is just fine and business as usual will work out just ducky. I mean, it is. If it were not so tragic, it would be laughable.
Lou Dobbs, why have the elites that control this nation, whereas 20, 30 years ago with the last dollar crises we had, they decided to shore it up and try to keep it as a world reserve currency. I look at the economic landscape. It seems all we have left was our dollar being the world reserve currency. But instead, the federal government has had a weak dollar policy, which only spells rack and ruin. Why do you think they're doing that?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that the reason they're doing it, again, in my opinion, is that these people believe that this is 1965 rather than 2008. There was a time when if you lowered the value of the dollar, it would make our exports cheaper, and we would push back against imports because they would be more expensive and you could look to a trade balance. But we, Alex, are absolutely dependent on China for our toys, our computers, our consumer electronics, our clothing. So there's no what the economists call elasticity in the demand relationship on imports. So as this administration has demanded that the Chinese, in effect, raise the price of their exports to the United States, the reality is we're going to create even more inflation in this country. We have the specter of stagflation staring at us coldly and, I think, inevitably.
Sir,
right now.
Some pundits, even on national television, have come out and said that the globalists, and now the Council on Foreign Relations 3 weeks ago, as you know, came out and confirmed that and said, we want to go ahead and get rid of the dollar to create a new kind of a marrow dollar and then merge that with the euro. So I believe the globalists, in their own words, by design, want to kind of put the dollar slowly to death so they can then replace it.
Well, I think that there's no doubt that those who would in every way degrade the sovereignty of this country would want to certainly degrade the power, the strength, and the respect of the U.S. dollar. And it is the last thing we should permit. But what we should all understand is when that dollar is declining as it is right now in world markets, it is the clearest possible signal that we could have that our economy is in a very, very desperate condition. And we have to start being responsible, taking prudent action to return to the values that makes this country great in every sense of the social order and in terms of the economic order. That means we have to raise our savings rate. We have to take control of our borrowing from overseas. We have to come to terms with the enormous debt that we have allowed our elites in this country to run up, while the working man and woman of this country has not participated in what has been a...
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement.
886.
You have been warned.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
We only have about 5-6 minutes left with Lou Dobbs. Obviously a very busy man with a syndicated radio show, writing columns, CNN every night with his number one program in that time slot. So I want to move quickly here, sir. Again, the new book is Independence Today. Everybody needs to get it. It's excellent, and it's rocketing up the charts right now. Lou, I want to talk briefly about yourself. Growing up in Texas, your life, getting into the media, being a journalist, when did you start waking up to, as you say, the new world order and these elites and the last 5-6 years really turning the heat up on them? What was your awakening to these elites?
My awakening to and by the way, I just want to make it very clear, I am a capitalist. I believe fervently in this free enterprise democracy of ours. And
but this
I
isn't free market country. Under the globalist system.
Well, it certainly is not with, in terms of that. I'm talking about
yes.
in terms of its
you.
Ideal.
Yes.
And the reality is that this country is what has created the wealth throughout the world over the course of the past 40 years. This great economy has driven just about three-fourths of the wealth generated in the world over the past 40 years. But my awakening came on September 11th, 2001, in which I saw the way in which this government reacted and responded and failed to stop that vicious terrorist attack. It came in 2001 when Enron collapsed. With the corporate corruption scandals of 2001 and 2002 and the way in which corporate America refused to work in the national interest and to look to the common good, but rather to try to maintain and preserve a world without regulation or responsibility.
They made it clear that they could care less about this nation.
Right, absolutely. And the multinationals who are going to participate in this $13 trillion, the world's richest economy, have to take responsibility and take leadership. Instead, they have hidden behind the Business Roundtable, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the lobbying organization, and it's seldom you'll hear an individual CEO stand up and speak on any issue involving our society, our people, or the national interest, leaving the voices, their voices, mm-hmm. still in favor of the efforts of their lobby, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Lou Dobbs, since you bring up 9/11, I want to read a quote here instead of just playing the audio. This is Lou Dobbs on your national CNN news program. The fact that they would continue to perpetuate the lie suggests that we need a full investigation of what is going on and what is demonstrably and incompetent and what is worse, a deceitful federal government. You said that months ago. Now it's come out that the White House was manipulating the 9/11 commission, which they appointed, of course. They first tried to give us Kissinger. What are you talking about, incompetence versus deceitful federal government surrounding 9/11?
Well, I'm talking about, in this regard, I'm talking about the idea that we had George Kennan, a gold medal, while the CIA failed to act intelligently and responsibly to stop that attack. I'm talking about a government that continues almost 7 years after September 11th to leave our borders wide open. And our ports insecure, with 95% of the goods entering this country uninspected. It's unconscionable. At the same time, this president, the Democratic leadership, and the House and the Senate all claim to be concerned about this, the American people's safety and welfare during a time of war against terror, and yet they leave our ports and our borders wide open. That's deceitful, it's dishonest, and it's irresponsible. So
that brings me to my next question. It is such a manifest fraud to have the banks accepting consul matriculas that you can get out of a Cracker Jack box for illegal aliens. Bush trying to give $140+ billion to Mexico for their military when it's been all over Texas papers for a long time. Now it's finally in national news that Mexican troops shoot at Border Patrol, come across, grab drug shipments away from sheriffs I've interviewed that have had Mexican troops stick German machine guns to their heads and say, give us the marijuana back. I mean, all this is going on, and then meanwhile, they're setting up internal checkpoints to search Americans and check our papers.
Well, it's unconscionable. Again, what this administration, this government, this Congress, and we the people have permitted in allowing the Bush administration to have effectively further reduced our sovereignty and the respect for our laws and certainly regard for our borders and our ports. It is, it's been a shameless period in American history that we're going to have to reverse.
Doesn't that say that they're not...
I'm sorry, go ahead. I've got to run. I'm sorry, I've been called on.
I was just going to... I understand you just called, but a final question. Doesn't that show that they're obviously not too concerned about a terror attack? And I guess if one happens, that means they get even more governmental control if they don't stop those further attacks and leave the border wide open?
Alex, in terms of trying to figure out what in the world this president and this administration is thinking at any time, if indeed they are thinking, is well beyond my limited capacity.
Lou, last question.
Absolutely unfathomable.
Lou, I know you've got to go, but last question. I had to get this out. North American Union, we saw it in SPP documents a year ago. Now they admit that they're merging the Canadian and U.S. military for domestic operations. Your final comment?
That if people do not awaken to the absolute threat to this nation's sovereignty posed by the Texas Trans Corridor, the NAFTA superhighway, the North American Union, under the guise of the so-called security and prosperity partnership among Canada, the United States, and Mexico, then this country can kiss its future goodbye because it is precisely what's underway.
I think the New World Order is going to be defeated in the end. Do you think
I understand. I got to run, and I do believe that if the American people awaken, we can do anything we choose, including assure that this great nation bestows its blessings on succeeding generations of Americans. But we have to awaken, and we have to do it soon.
All right, Lou, thank you for the time.
Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye.
Take care. There goes Lou Dobbs, ladies and gentlemen. That is one busy man. Yesterday we had him scheduled, and then we finally got him on today, and they're telling me that in the future we'll be able to have him for 30, 45 minutes. But right now he's extremely busy starting his new syndicated radio show on Monday, but I did hold him over a few extra minutes to get basically all of my questions out to him. All right, I know there's a lot happening with Barack Obama and Hillary. Ron Paul only got 5% of the Texas vote, but got 70% of his district's vote. If you believe that that is accurate, I got a bridge I want to sell you on the moon. I've now had a day or so to look at the numbers from Tuesday, and there is no doubt that Ron Paul was cheated in Texas. We've caught them cheating him where he got second place in Nevada, and then they just didn't even put him in the placing. The official government numbers were he got second place in Nevada. They just didn't even put him in the running. They said McCain got that. He clearly won Louisiana, and they gave him second place there. They clearly cheated him in New Hampshire. We caught them red-handed in district after district doing that. And now, in Texas, with signs, billboards, planes, blimps, radio, TV ads, everybody I talked to saying they love Ron Paul. I mean, I guarantee you, folks, he won Texas, not McCain. Every Republican I know, every Libertarian I know hates John McCain. So this is a big issue. And people say, well, he's already lost. It's McCain now. Let's move on. No. Now we have to set about exposing this, prosecuting. There's talk and investigations in Houston of election fraud and prosecutions. There is all sorts of news spilling out in Texas and other states of this happening. And so we'll open the phones up and talk about that issue, a whole plethora of other issues. We've got people that are working on films, finishing up movies, who can't do it right now but have contacted us and want to come on in April. And why is all this important? More and more prominent people speaking out against the New World Order, speaking out against government-sponsored terror like 9/11. Be right back after this quick break. Infowars.com has been redesigned. It's got its own message boards, comment, Eric.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Foot 6 and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip, and everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi, Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Well, he is a veteran of the European theater in World War II. He's a member of Congress, also one of New York's longest-serving and most popular governors. And he joins us for the balance of the broadcast today for the next 25 minutes or so. He's former New York Mayor Ed Koch. He's written 16 books, and he's here with us today to talk about his newest book, The Koch Papers, and a book he wrote years ago, I think in 99, about the nasty little Rudolph Giuliani. So we'll get some of his comments on that as well. Mayor Koch, thanks for coming on with us.
Just a small correction. I was never governor. I was just mayor. I think you said governor.
No, well, if I did, I thought I said...
You said mayor and governor. You did, but it doesn't make any difference. I was just mayor.
You ran for governor.
I ran for governor. Right?
I thought I was talking about you were in Congress, but I must have said governor instead. Okay, That's a good tactic when we start the interview, so you can get me off balance here, Mayor Koch.
No, we're not.
I'm teasing you. No. I'm just teasing you because I watch videos of you online during press conferences and stuff, and I guess everybody needs correcting because we do get a lot of stuff wrong.
Right.
Listen, tell us about the new book.
Well, I wrote a book which I'm very proud of. It's my latest and my best, and it's called The Koch Papers, and it is a compilation of the statements that I've made and the commentaries I've issued, the speeches, and really first-rate, beginning with my days in Congress up until recently on the issue of anti-Semitism. We're fortunate in the United States. This is really the golden age. Of course, there are anti-Semites. The pastor of Obama is an anti-Semite. But the fact is that anti-Semitism is vastly decreased, but rising in Europe to the point where it's close to where it was in the 30s, just before World War II.
Well, that's an amazing statement right there, Mayor Koch. I've seen the quotes about the government inventing AIDS or the government shipping in drugs for the black people, but I haven't heard him make any anti-Semitic comments. Can you tell me specifically what Barack Obama's...
Yes, he has, you know, when you attack Israel, you have a right to attack Israel, but if you attack it by when you would not attack another country for doing the same thing, then it's anti-Semitism, in my judgment. So let me give you an illustration. He and others attack Israel because it engages in self-defense against Palestinian terrorism, and he says that the Israeli treats the Palestinians worse than the Nazis treated the Jews. That is ridiculous. And secondly, what the Israelis are doing is, for example, what the Turks are doing today. They go into Iraq to go after the terrorists that enter Turkey to kill Turks. And I haven't seen anybody criticize the Turks for doing that. That's the right of self-defense.
Well, Mayor Koch, you were in Congress, weren't you, at the same time that Jimmy Carter was in office?
I was.
And I've seen photos with, you know, you meeting with him. Would you call him friends? I mean, are you saying that Jimmy Carter, or would you say Jimmy Carter is anti-Semitic?
No, I wouldn't say he was anti-Semitic. I would say he was hostile to Israel, but not anti-Semitic. There is a difference. You can be critical of Israel if you criticize it for the same reasons that you criticize other countries. Jimmy Carter criticizes a lot of countries, but I haven't heard, in this case, Reverend Wright or anybody else criticize Turkey for doing what Israel does, which is defend its people from terrorist attacks.
The difference is the Kurds didn't have that area of Turkey, and Israel has been expanding and pushing the Palestinians into smaller and smaller areas and demolishing the houses.
Let me defend that. Firstly, Israel has agreed to the two-state solution called the roadmap, which President Bush and others have urged. The Palestinians under Hamas in the West Bank says no. Every Jew who entered the historic Palestine after 1917 must be expelled, and there will be one Muslim state. I think that's a threat to Jews who are now about 6 million.
Well, Mayor Koch, I'm not denying that there are a lot of Palestinians, a lot of Arabs that say push all the Jews into the ocean and the rest of the
world. A majority.
Yeah. My whole statement is that the Arabs were not there killing Jews until 47-48 when Israel blew up the hotel.
It's not true. It happens that, mm-hmm. In the mid-30s, the Arabs killed every Jew in Hebron. In the mid-30s, the Jews were living. You know, you may not accept it as such. I don't know. Maybe you do. But Jews have lived in the area which was known originally as Judea and Samaria until the Romans destroyed the Jewish kingdoms. They continue to
live there. Oh, I totally agree with you that Sephardic Jews that are 20% of the Jewish family certainly have been there for 3,000 years.
Yeah. So, and you may not accept it as such, but in the Bible it says that God made a pact with the Jews that the area, which was known as Judea,
well, actually, God ordered the Jews to go in and kill everybody, including their animals.
Well, he may have. I don't really know that section, but I'm not. That's not what you or I are talking about. I'm simply saying that from an historical point of view, this is the land of the Jews. Most Christians
Mayor
accept
Koch,
that.
Mayor Koch, I get criticized because I don't go with what's fashionable and just and just bash Israel all day. I'm really trying to show both sides here. I'll tell you what I don't like. What I don't like is the fact that in Europe, the different governmental organizations, different lobbying groups have tried to push to even, ban people's political free speech. Even if I don't agree with what someone is saying about Hitler, I think they have a right to say it.
Let me explain to you.
So do you agree with the First Amendment or not?
Of course, in the United States, we have the First Amendment. They've never had the First Amendment in Europe.
I know, but if you think we should have it here, they should have it there.
No, not at all. Each country has its own laws, and in Europe, because of Adolf Hitler, in Germany, in France, and in England, they have said that you may not, under penalty of criminal law, say that there was Holocaust. Now, Holocaust deniers say, "Oh, Hitler didn't kill the Jews."
But now, Mayor Koch, we know what they say, Mayor Koch. But and we certainly know Hitler killed a lot of Jews and a lot of other people. I'm not debating
a lot. 6 million.
Yeah, and about 20 million Germans died, and he killed about 7 million Poles.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating a...
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. it is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And let me just.
Well, I'll say this: the ADL and everybody else runs over to Europe and supports what they're doing, and they are over here.
You see, you're not staying on point. I have said to you, Europe does not have the First Amendment, and they never had it, and they don't want it.
So you're saying
they don't want it?
You're saying they don't have any free speech? They don't have any free speech?
No.
A committee is going to decide. A committee is going to decide who has free speech.
Not a committee. The fact is that the governments of the countries that I've told you about have decided that it is in their interest not to allow the resurgence of neo-Nazism.
I understand that, but now they've expanded it, Mayor. Now they've expanded it to don't criticize the EU. Don't criticize immigrants flooding in.
That's baloney.
You want to bet money? I've got all the headlines. They arrest you in England if you say the word homosexual because they've decided that's
not. That's it. You know, you're saying things.
Robin Page, BBC. $10,000. $10,000, Mayor Koch, right now.
Baloney.
Robin, bet me.
Sheer baloney.
Bet me.
It's what you do.
Robin Page was arrested, BBC reporter, for saying the word homosexual.
It's ridiculous. And I don't believe it, and it isn't true, and I don't know your particular case. But let me go a little further. The reason, you know, what you're conveying is, well, so what if they kill 6 million Jews? They killed 20 million
Russians. That's not what I said.
What
I said is that you shouldn't take people's free speech. That's what Hitler did.
I want to go a little further. I wanted to draw a distinction for you as to why the Holocaust is different in a lot of respects than the killing of any other group, even as terrible as it was. And I will tell you what the difference is. Hitler issued an order called the Final Solution, which said that every Jew in the countries in which Nazism prevailed would be killed, baby, infant, child, man, woman. No child could be adopted to save the child's life. No Jew could convert to Christianity.
Well, it was an extermination plan.
Exactly. And that was not what he did with any other people. And that's the difference.
Oh, I agree with you earlier that the base of Nazism was to go after the Jews. I mean, I've read Mein Kampf. I understand what's going on there, Mayor Koch, and I'm not arguing with you. All I'm trying to say is that you're not aware of all the new hate speech laws, even in England, that has no connection.
Listen, you're not in England. You're in the United States. The English have a tradition of being very free with speech. But they have decided that they have to put limitations on it. That's their decision.
No, that's the government. The British people don't want to join the EU, and the government's forcing it down their throat.
Look, it
is a threat to freedom to have a tax on free speech, Koch. You can't say you support free speech in the U.S. and then go and then go to Europe and be the head of the U.S. delegation to go over there with that whole agenda off of the people that got killed, taking people's free speech today, using the dumb Nazis as your poster boy to take other people's free speech.
Now, listen, nobody from here is taking anybody's free speech. Each government in Germany, they decided that if you did not clamp down on neo-Nazism and do that by saying that if you revere Hitler, if you engage in a fascist Nazi salute, you're breaking the German law. You want to change that. Germans are very happy to have that.
Well, I know this. BBC and Der Spiegel reported that the Germans, government since the 60s, has been caught heading up the neo-Nazi groups that they allow to operate and were caught provocateuring firebombing attacks against Turks as a pretext to pass such laws.
That's ridiculous. And that's what is known as the conspiracy theories in the United
States. Mayor Koch, you know what we're going to do with this interview? We're going to take your statements saying that they didn't arrest Robin Page.
I don't even know who Robin Page is. I am simply saying to you, when you say that in England they arrest you for saying the word homosexual.
Yes, they do.
I say that's junk, not true.
No, they say that that the police decide if it was meant as condescending, because scientific terms now are seen as threatening.
The police don't decide; they arrest, and a court decides
whether you engage in
hate speech.
You didn't know they have police that go to restaurants and sit listening randomly for people using racial terms.
I don't believe that for 1 minute. You're filled with conspiracy theories. It's really peculiar.
Hey, let me guess. The North American Union doesn't exist either, right?
Let me ask you something. Do you think it was the Arabs who blew up the World Trade Center, or do you think it was the Jews?
Well, that brings me to my next point.
No, can't you answer that question?
Mayor Koch, I'm going to answer your question.
Yeah.
Okay? I do not believe that the Jews carried out the attack on the World Trade Centers. And I also know that the Pensacola News Journal, the Associated Press, the San Jose Mercury News, and Newsweek all reported that the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases.
That's correct. Not U.S. military. They were private training places. Listen, you're so full of misinformation, and if you're pervading this every day, you're polluting the airwaves.
Should I have my free speech taken?
No.
Should the fairness doctrine?
You want to.
Should the fairness doctrine be brought back?
No, I don't believe that. I believe you can say whatever you want to.
Hey, Mayor Koch, I actually think you're a funny, smart character, and I want to come back and talk about Giuliani because I don't like him either, and I want to end this on a friendly note. But I'll just say this as we go to break, okay?
Sure.
If you look at 9/11, you look at how they masked more than 70,000 U.S. and British troops around Afghanistan and had the aircraft carriers, and Bush signed the order to attack Afghanistan the day before 9/11. And if you look at how Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane but fell, and you look at NORAD standing down, and you look at Bush running the 9/11 whitewash commission, that's why there's questions. So to say that because a minority says Jews did it, the majority of 9/11 truth doesn't say that. All right, Mayor Koch in Congress, ran for governor. Mayor multiple times, very popular. New book, The Koch Papers. Just type Ed Koch into Google, you can find it all. Look, I was talking to you in the break, Mayor, and I actually believe there's a global eugenics program, Planned Parenthood, set up by the Rockefellers who funded Hitler. I know you got questioned by We Are Change a week or so ago, and they brought up Prescott Bush was in the New York Times back in the 40s, being the head Nazi agent in the U.S. You said you knew nothing about it. I find it hard to believe that you've lived in New York and New Jersey most of your life and that you didn't know what's common knowledge and been headlines in the BBC, the headlines, London Guardian, the last 5 years. This has all come back out. Were you aware of all that?
All the things that you just said about the Nazis and the Rockefellers and Prescott Bush, no.
Did you know the Rockefellers were the main funders of Hitler?
They may have been. I, you know, if I don't know something, I don't argue it. So
you know about American businessmen like the head of IBM, Thomas Rockefeller.
Oh, yes, there were. There's no question that there were businessmen all around the world that were funding Adolf Hitler and Father Coughlin here in the United States. Nazis, fascists. No question about that. But thank God we beat them. And what's most interesting about beating them is without the Russians, we would never have beaten Adolf Hitler. And they sacrificed 10 million troops, the Russians did, in 300,000 in taking Berlin. So I'm shocked and surprised that we don't have a greater partnership with the Russians.
Well, it might be because Stalin killed conservatively 60 million.
I think that's probably a correct figure of his own people. Not of Germany.
So that's why we don't have a better relationship.
No, but Russia is not Stalin. I mean, they're not Democrats.
Exactly. And governments, Israel doing bad things, Egypt doing bad things. You know, that isn't Egyptians are bad. That isn't Jews are bad. It isn't Germans are bad. It's that we get taken. We get bad people in power. We get seduced by evil. Give out your email real quick because I want to send you.
Okay. It's, if anybody can get on my commentary list. It's one word, E.I. Koch, Koch is spelled K-O-C-H, at Brian Cave, one word, BRYANCAVE.com.
Okay, Mayor Koch, thank you for joining us. Stay there one moment. I want to say bye to you off air.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hemp U.S.